Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you, my friend?
I am doing great. How about yourself?
I am well. I'm excited. I get to see you. Yay!
Yay!
You're coming to Florida.
I am. And there has been some, shall we say, some rumors of a snowstorm coming in the day before I leave. So I am hoping that it blows over. But I'm excited to be down there and seeing everyone. Yeah. And like I said, it's just one of those things where the highways are usually, you know, clearer. I get stuck up on my hill where I live because I'm off two small roadways. Excuse me. So it's hard to get out of here sometimes. But the highways are usually pretty well taken care of.
Oh, yeah. They're used to it. They go out and plow it. And by the time he gets far enough south, it won't be freezing cold. So.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I'm going to be reading out of the Rainbow Bridge Bookstore with Tomas several days and a couple private parties, seeing some friends and family, and then hightailing it back here to get back to work again.
Oh, working and fun, it's all life. It's all good. It's all in the experience, you know. We all have these wonderful adventures in our life.
We do. But, you know, it's all about growth. You know, it's all about evolving. And all about faith, as you would say, you know, so it's pretty great. Yes, I am officially the interim pastor at the New River Valley Metaphysical Chapel now.
And, well, congratulations.
Thank you, and we have been doing some very interesting things. And this morning, it's funny, because when I started to write my message for this morning, I thought loving kindness and forgiveness are so intertwined. It's like a vine growing on an oak. I want to talk about both. And then when I pulled up the charts for tonight to do the show, which I always do to decide what we're going to talk about, to tell people what's going on in the heavens, there it was. So I did it kind of in reverse.
Oh, that's funny. You know,
yeah, it's like your
with
intuition
that Scorpio moon, this yeah, that Scorpio moon really pushed that intuition to full gear. You gotta love that.
Yeah, you were telling me before we started the show that you had a fabulous experience with that too.
Oh, well, you know, it really enhances your faith and your belief system a lot more when you go with faith. And that was, you know, one of the things is that everybody was feeling something with that Scorpio moon. You couldn't help but, you know, with the Mercury and Neptune conjunct in Pisces and the Jupiter in Cancer, you know, that beautiful grand trine that went on for a short period of time really boost people in a couple directions, you know. And it was really a great experience to really feel through a situation and really understand what my part was in it and what my part wasn't it. And I think that really is a cool thing to be able to have that naturally occur just by a transit of the moon.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think sometimes you underestimate the power of nature and how it can power us.
Absolutely, and I think that's the reason why you were drawn to that meaning and that saying is because having that peace and coming to that peace and really feeling that love through situations that are not the easiest usually to get through. But having that faith and really walking through it and finding the beauty in it is really where this time and this present area is capable of doing on a positive situation. You know, there's so many, you know, with the heavy Pluto and Capricorn and, you know, all the heavy planets that we're just moving out of, and Mars being retrograde, people are a little weary. And right now, it's really given that beautiful faith, which I really like.
Yes, I love it, too. And I am seeing it all around me, like the kindness of people. I mean, even just when I go to the market, you know, to pick up some food or something, it's amazing that I see tenderness everywhere, every aisle I walk down. I see someone with a little child. I see, you know, picking out their favorite cereal. Or I see somebody saying, can I reach that for you? I mean, it's been amazing for the last couple of days. Ever since Mercury started to transit over Neptune, it was like, wow, how beautiful is this?
It's a great thing. It really is. This transit is, you know, it really does restore somebody's faith. It really does bring things in a transformation and change that are to the positive. You know, even though sometimes life is challenging, it also has that beautiful, wonderful side of seeing that beauty and that kindness and that gentleness.
Absolutely, and I think it helps us to use our long-term emotional memory to remember the blessings we have enjoyed and the ones we still have in our lives, even if we're facing great change or some difficulties in the moment. And it's very hard to keep that balance. And I think Mars being retrograde in Libra is calling us to review that balance and realize the pendulum has swung before, and then it swung in the opposite direction. And we've been through ups and downs all our lives. But because some of these transits have been very intense, they just seem bigger somehow. Don't they? Or is that just me?
No, I think everybody's feeling like things are bigger now. The stakes are higher. You know, that it's more important at this point in time. And, you know, they feel the pressure. When the pendulum swings, I mean, people don't realize that this world is actually, we're moving all the time. Even when you're sitting, you're moving because the world is actually moving around. We feel like we're stopped in one spot or stuck in things, and that's not what really happens. And when the pendulum starts to swing and Mars goes retrograde, people start going off balance, going, whoa, the world's really moving. You know, where's it going to now? You know, and it, you know, people are a little thrown off a little bit of their natural routine or off balance a little bit. But it's really for the positive. It really allows people at this point in time to really look at what they're doing and change their actions to work more beneficial for them. And especially right now with the Scorpio moon and that transit that went through with all the water planets, it really gave a restorative of the faith of, okay, even though I'm off balance, I know it's going to end up for the better.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to share something with the listeners tonight. Jacqueline and I have been doing astrology for a long time, and we have learned a lot about what's going on in the heavens, and we try to be as positive and as forthright with you as possible when you call in. But we just both want you to know that we are not immune. We are just better armed because of this art. So we do understand.
Absolutely. I explain it like you can see the train coming, but, you know, you still can't stop the train. It's still going to come, you know, whether nobody's immune from the world and its evolution, that's for sure.
That's why it's so important
it's
so important for us to have those special relationships with people or community that we can connect with. And I like the fact that we are able to create this community on this network at Blog Talk, because it's good, because people that might not feel that they have that kind of connection where they've just moved to or what they're going through, they can reach out to us to try and help them to navigate their path. Are you still there?
I'm still here. Are you still there?
Yes.
I thought you were going to say something else after that.
No.
Oh, well,
we have a lot of people. people on hold, I suppose you should start taking some callers. What do you think?
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How may we help you?
Hi, ladies. How are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Good, good. Really enjoying the show as usual.
Thank you.
This is Andy, and I'm calling.
And what did you want to share with us tonight? When's your birthday? Is it 3/24/65?
That's it. That's it.
All right.
And 12:05 p.m.?
And I have an astral... That's me, 12:05 p.m. Uh-huh.
And Urbana, Illinois?
That's it.
Okay. Just want to make sure because I don't want to misguide you. where are you living now, Andy?
Overland Park, Kansas.
Overland Park?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Is that where you're going to be for your birthday?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, because she's a specialist in solar return. She's just awesome.
Okay. I do a lot of stuff. I don't know if I'm a specialist. And you said Overland,
really,
Texas, correct?
She really doesn't serve you at all.
Yes.
Oh, I love the solar return. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm not going to say anything. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
What are you doing for a living?
Right now in grad school, but working part-time as a research assistant and possibly taking on another part-time job.
I'm betting you are.
I want to do it all now.
Looks good for that, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, this is a great one because you're going to be out in the public. You're going to be out and about. It's for your benefit. I mean, this is a working year. If I've ever seen a working year, this is a working year for you, okay?
Oh, wow.
So, and it's really good because it's setting you up. It's going for what you truly want in the long term. Okay, so I am not saying you're there yet as far as your profession is concerned, but this whole thing is setting you up in a good position to really get the exposure you need this year as far as you're concerned, and really to balance out what you've been doing. So I'm really liking this solar return for you.
Oh, that's great. Who needs sleep anyway, huh?
Yeah. With this chart right now, I'm going to say who does need sleep. I'm not saying, and you will get just some time to sleep, but you'll be in and out of your home, I'm going to tell you. You know, it's definitely, this is a working year for you. So, and it works well. You have a Capricorn moon this year, so that really makes it a good thing for you. Natally, you have a Capricorn moon, so you're being brought back to your truth. And it's conjunct Pluto, so it's really, there's some emotional changes and growing that are going to go on during this point in time. But again here, I have to say, as far as your career is concerned, you're going in the right direction, that's for sure.
Oh, that's great. Is there any indication of timing in terms of... I got a call from about a potential, an additional part-time job, and it is the one, out in the public more. I just don't know. I haven't heard anything yet subsequently.
And how long ago was this?
It was just a short time ago. This was last week.
Yeah.
So, of course,
I think
it takes time.
I just think it hasn't materialized yet. And, you know, and I don't even think that the retrograde Mars is responsible for that, for the delay in this particular situation. I think the Capricorn moon could actually bring it to you over the next few days.
Oh, wow.
That's exactly where I was going. Yeah. Absolutely.
And the other thing I like about your solar return, Andy, is I have to tell you, your spiritual essence is so powerful this year. You know, you could work 23 hours a day and sleep 1 hour, and you probably still make it through. This is a powerful year for you spiritually.
Wow.
So I really feel that you're going to feel at times that you are timeless. I think you're going to do the dance. You're going to get into such a rhythm that the time is just going to naturally pass, and you're going to achieve the things you set out to do and help so many people along the way because of your attitude.
That's great.
Yep. Looks good.
That Pluto conjunct the moon in the 8th, what? I kind of got a little freaked out about that. That seems like a pretty intense placement.
Well, you know, the thing about Pluto and both your moon, Capricorn has such a coldness to it in certain ways. And what that does is it's able to help you to get through certain things, help you to get through without too much scrape or too much agony or too much pain. So mm-hmm. with Pluto in the 8th house, it's really given the power of a transformation and change. I wouldn't fear it. I would know what is my duty, responsibility, and obligation to feel or handle and let the rest go. I think it's a discipline is what I would call it. And it gives you that way of distinguishing one side from the other. You have a Mars and Virgo natally conjunct your Pluto, so you're used to the routine of Pluto conjunct a day-to-day planet, okay?
Yeah.
And
yes,
so I don't think it's as impacting for you as it is for other people. I think it's more empowering because of that. I mean, especially since natally you have that Uranus conjuncted too, you know, so... you're used to
yes.
things a little bit more dramatic than some people, you know. but that's, you know, here again, that's what I think about it. What do you think about that Pluto in the 8th house with conjunct the moon, Aphrodite?
I think it's great for the research that she's doing. I mean, it gives her a lot of persistence because Pluto is a planet of empowerment and transformation and transmutation. And with the moon kissing it, I feel, again, it's going to give her also a deeper... psychological ability to understand people's motives and even hidden agendas. And I think that it's going to be very good for you because you're going to get a stronger feeling of security and emotional comfort margin because when you look at something, you're just going to call it right. Just going to call
Ooh.
It.
That's wonderful. Thank you. I like that interpretation of it.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Now, remember... Remember, all of those are trining your natal Uranus, Mars, and Pluto conjunction. So it's very empowering. It's very harmonious compared to a lot of people. So remember that. It's really empowering.
That's good to know. I know we've got that kind of intense big cardinal cross coming up next month. So, but I think it's going to be a good thing.
It is.
I think it is, too.
You're in a year of transition. Okay. Remember, the world is in transition. You're in a full transition of your life. So, you know, whenever you're in such a major shift or major change, it's great to go, okay, well, I'm in it. So let's just move with it and, you know, keep our eye on the goal and just let it go in its flow because there are always challenges. So they just happen to be a little bit more intense at this point in time. But I think it's really, you know, a good time to do that transformation and change.
Excellent. Thank you both so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. You have a stellar night.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Interesting chart.
Yes.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Alrighty then. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, my name is Tom. I believe I've called in before. My birthday is January 27th, 1959, at 11:52 a.m. in Queens, New York. I now reside in northern Maine.
What city in
gotcha.
Maine?
Northern Maine, Halton.
Okay, great. So what can we do for you tonight?
Oh, I'd like to know about my impending traffic violation. It's a lawsuit.
Ooh.
Are you going to court anytime in the near future with this?
Yes, I am. I was in court last week, and it's going to go to a jury trial, Superior Court, probably in a month and a half. Because I pled not guilty.
Where did the violation actually occur?
Right here in my hometown.
Okay. Well, I feel with Mars retrograde in Libra, there may be some delays around that. It goes direct on May 20th. When is your projected court date?
I don't have one yet. I was supposed to go to court April 29th, but that's going to be postponed.
That could work in your favor. Okay.
Absolutely.
So then we have planets retrograde. What it does is the energy is kind of incubating, Tom, so it allows either new information to come to light or there's a change in the people that will be serving you when you ultimately arrive there. Okay.
Okay.
And when Mars is retrograde until May 20th, so actually it would be better to have it after that date. Now, I know you probably don't have a choice. Do you have a choice in the situation or no?
Yes.
Okay. So it would be better if it was pushed until after that date, because with Mars direct in Libra, it's easier to get in and out of there. In other words, it's not going to be a long, drawn-out process. Okay? So whatever questions are on either side of the law will be answered before you get there, okay? So
okay.
The evidence will clarify the judgment at that time. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Okay. That's what we're looking at, is tainted evidence.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. It's a good time to go back and review that. I agree with Aphrodite with what she said, is that I do feel, and the one thing, you know, and Aphrodite kind of touched on that, I do feel that there's some kind of negotiation that goes on beforehand.
Okay.
And it does have to do, and again here, I would be reexamining all the evidence and information to make sure that every T is dotted, every I is crossed, or I's dotted, T's crossed, and reexamine that to get the detail that you do need to make this transformation and change work to your benefit.
Right. I have it in the hands of a defense attorney now.
Good.
Do you see the evidence coming into light in my favor?
I think there's more research that needs to be done.
Okay. Okay, but after May 20th will be better for me.
After May 20th
absolutely.
Will be better for you, because what's happening is Mars will have turned around and gone direct. Even on the 20th of May, it's going to be at 9 degrees of Libra in perfect trine to your Aquarian sun in the 10th house of the quartz. So my feeling is that week of the 20th of May probably would be a good week to be able to bring it forth. Now, to me, it seems like, is there something on the other side that cannot be verified? Because that's what I keep getting. There's something on the other side of this judgment that cannot be verified.
Yes, it was the test itself. They should have had an expert come in and examine the test, but they didn't. The arresting officer examined it. And to be honest with you, he said I had methamphetamine and THC in my system, which I don't do either.
Wow.
I never did.
Wow.
But he should have had an expert come in and verify that instead of just taking pictures of himself and, you know, letting that be. He dragged me around all night long trying to get a blood test, and he couldn't get a blood test anywhere, so he just released me. He arrested me and released me with a court date. This happened December 23rd.
Re-examine all the evidence. Go back over all the evidence again. If you look at it with a second set of eyes, you might you have that Virgo moon natally, and
yes,
it really helps with the detail, okay? And so I think if you re-examine it again and look at it again, I think you might find something that you're missing, okay, that might help.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. Good luck.
What do you do? What do you do for
work? Right now I'm in retail sales.
Okay. Do you like it?
Merchandising. Excuse me?
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Good. Because, you know, for some reason I think something good is coming to you about work.
Really?
Yep.
How soon?
I want to say, within the next month.
Within the next month? That'd
yeah.
be great.
Something really good is coming in around work for you, and I think that you're going to feel happier there, too. It's almost like you need to get more secure in one way or another. It seems like you're going to be helped in that regard. Because of all this
okay.
waiting you have to do regarding the other matter, it seems like other things in your life are going to go well to kind of help you to keep yourself busy until you have to deal with the matter at hand, and time will find its solution. So have faith.
Okay. Do you, you know, this is a very small town. Do you see me having any more confrontations with the law in the meantime? You know, because I feel like they're kind of watching me.
That could be true. I feel, you know, when you're in a small town like that, that often does happen. So I think it can sometimes make you feel like you want to hide. But
yes.
you really don't have anything to hide.
No, I don't.
Okay. So
exactly.
my feeling is I would just be that's a totally appropriate citizen. And if they overstep their boundaries, then they're guilty of harassment.
Good.
That's it. Just be the good citizen. Be very cooperative. Oh, so polite. Keep yourself open and above board, and don't worry about the rest of it. And if you find that there's some kind of interference, then there's going to be a record
yes.
of it. So don't worry about it.
Harassment. Yes. Very good. I'll let
okay.
you get on
well,
with your next
you
call.
So keep us posted.
I certainly will. Thank you. Have a good
all right,
week.
God bless. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow. That was a very interesting call. But, you know, everybody's facing different challenges. It's just, like, amazing out there. Everybody has, you know, their story and something that's going on and shaking down. You ready for the next one?
It's that time.
It's
okay.
That time. Good evening, this is the Illumination Station. How can we help you? You're on the air. Hello? Area code 780. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Good evening. This is the Illumination
hey.
Station. You're on the air.
I was surprised. It's Jay calling from Canada.
Hey, there you are.
Oh,
we've been missing
Jay.
You. What's happening?
Not too much. Well, I got my birthday's tomorrow, actually.
I know it.
It
happy,
is.
Happy
I just
return.
Saw that.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for taking my call, ladies.
You're welcome.
So where are you
going to
be for your birthday?
I don't know if I'll be at work, but I think I'll be going to practicing meditation, actually, at a yoga studio tomorrow night, actually, around 9. So that's about it, not too much.
Oh,
how fun. All right, tell me the city
well,
you live in again
like
now. I know you were born in Medicine Hat, but
pardon
where
me?
Are you now? I said I know you were born in Medicine
Edmonton.
Hat, but I can't. That's right.
Yeah, thanks for asking.
How nice that
sounds
is
like
that you're
fun,
going
though.
To be. Yeah. Sounds like a great time. Meditation class. What kind of meditation is it going to be?
It's Tantra yoga or Tantra, cover of Tantra meditation.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice place to be on your birthday. So did you have a special question for us tonight?
Yeah, just, you know, God, you know, just look at my, how many years I've been on this earth and go, like, well, I just wondered if anything's going to be more positive, because it feels like it's kind of like dragging still. It just doesn't feel right. I know I spent a long time on this journey, but nothing's, the fruit's not bearing itself right now. So, I don't know. Kind of hard to say. It's been a really interesting life.
It has been an interesting life, and you are...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. You can go after that.
I like
okay.
All the water trines we were talking about when we first opened the show tonight and how they're
mm-hmm.
complementing solar return chart, although Jacqueline's more of an expert at this than I am. But I really feel that to embrace an attitude of gratitude for not only what you've become, but what you've shared, is a big theme for you this year. And I know we live in a world where everything's, you know, people see their good fortune in the light of sometimes others' dreams rather than their own. And you've always conducted yourself with truth, spirituality, okay? You always try to cooperate and help others. You're very, very independent, but you're also very dependable. You know, you've got a lot of beautiful gifts that you've shared, and you have, maybe this tomorrow on your birthday, you need to re-examine that. You're going to be doing your meditation. Look within and realize what gifts you've been given and what kind of a gift you have been to the world so far. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Does.
Go ahead, Jacqueline. You go ahead and tell them about the Sea Solar Return and all that. Go ahead.
Okay. I think it's really cool because things are shifting and changing. You know, I understand the weariness that you've had, and I understand that it's really, the journey's been long, okay? But here again, this year is a really interesting year for you. You get a Capricorn moon. It gets in your second house. You also have Pluto there. They're not conjunct each other, even though they're close with an orb. They're not conjunct each other, which gives that distance to it, okay? And what I am going to tell you about this is that it's a total transformation and change. They both sit in your solar return first house. Okay? So emotionally and personally, you're going through a major change. I like that your solar return, you have a Sag rising. Now, natally, you have a Sag rising. So, but in these two cases, one's on one side, the other one's on the opposite side. This is such a rebalancing of your life this year, it isn't even funny. So you get your power, and you get your power back because it's on the opposite side. Okay? I think you're going to find that sudden changes this year are going to be greatly for your benefit, that are going to really transform and change what you've been doing. So what I'm trying to say is that I think you've made it to the end of the tunnel. It's just nighttime instead of daytime, so you can't see that you're right there. Okay? Wait till the sun comes up, and you'll know you're right at the end of the tunnel. Okay? I think your efforts are going to pay off this year in a great way. I really do.
Okay, thanks. Thanks.
Why do I
be weary, you know, this
all this skepticism. There's a lot of skepticism coming up here. What's going on, Jay? What lies at the core of your discontent? Tell me that.
Oh, it's been a long journey. I mean, just like, just, I should be somewhere else, I think. I should have stayed on the path of the people. I was looking at people today in the mall and go like, you know, they chose their own path, and, you know, they got, I don't know, just sometimes a little bit leery about the spiritual journey because it just doesn't bring success sometimes. I just kind of curious, you know, I'm leery about that right now, so.
Well, and here again, I was just using this on one of my other clients earlier today. There's a reason you can't have success without failure. You know, Edison, and I don't even remember how many times Edison failed at making the light bulb before he succeeded. But we know how many times that it took to make Heinz 57, and we know how many times it took to fail to make WD-40. Okay?
Right.
So, you know, 40 to 1 odds or 57 to 1 odds aren't a bad thing. Okay? Here again, through our lack of success, we can find our success. And I think you're right on the edge of it. Here again, we were talking about faith earlier in this beautiful grand trine in water that we're having right now that really assisted in that faith. And I know you're weary, but I also know that this is a really strong transformative year for you, and you get your power back this year, and that's what I think you should be focusing on instead of how long it took you to get to the journey. What you've learned in the journey is more important. Okay, so look forward. Okay, don't look at all that's been done to get you here.
Okay, we'll see. See what happens.
You know what? call us anytime for a pep talk, because we will help you through this.
Oh, no, you're great. Thanks so much for your...
We are here for you.
Candace, thanks so much
okay.
for the birthday gift.
Yes, happy, happy birthday. Enjoy.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks, Jacqueline.
All right. God bless.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. You know, it's interesting with people. I find some people can't wait for their birthday to get there. Like, I like to celebrate the whole month of July. And other people, you know, just don't want it to come. It's like, oh, another year. What did I do this year? Where have I been going? What am I doing? Every birthday has always been bad for me, I hear from some people. You know, but I always try and celebrate the whole month.
And it is a joyous celebration. I think, you know, one of the reasons why Jay was feeling it is, as we talked about, that moon going into Scorpio earlier this week, I find that all the Aries were hit really hard with that because it forms an inconjunction to their sign.
Right.
And yep. So I think that he's down because of that emotional wave that just went over. But I think he's going to recover just fine. A couple more days, and I think he's going to be okay. Get that Capricorn moon out of here and get it into Aquarius, and he'll be happy, perky again.
Yeah, get back to the fun stuff. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening.
Hello.
The Illumination Station. How can we help you tonight?
Hi, this is Jessica from Fort Lauderdale.
Hey, Jessica. How you doing tonight?
I can relate to what Jay was saying. I guess it's a Scorpio moon. I don't know what it was, but... Yeah, I'm curious to see what comes up in my chart because I just feel like I've been walking through mud or something. I don't know. I've never had it this feeling over the past week or two or longer, just kind of like Groundhog's Day. Yeah, 7/16/77.
New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you used to live there, right?
I live in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I remember that now. All right, so let me ask you a poignant question.
Okay.
Obviously, there's something missing. What are you looking for?
Everything. Everything's missing.
Someone feels this way, I see a major complex of squares that all conjoin one another or something really dramatic. But I'm not seeing this in your chart today. But what I am recognizing is that the midheaven star in a person's chart is their high aspiration point, not necessarily in their career, what they consider to be their higher purpose. And Mars, planet of action, blood, war, libido, and decision-making, is retrograde, or appears to be moving backwards, right on your midheaven star. So do you think that what you're experiencing is also some flashbacks from the past, on top of where you are now?
I feel like I went through the flashbacks, and now it's just kind of, I get up, I do the same routine, waiting for things to manifest, waiting for things to change. I do all the gratitude that this, that I do it. I've done it for months.
Right.
It's just repeat,
right.
Repeat, one day after the next, and it's just grinding on me. I've been wanting to move. I've been getting ready to move. I'm all ready to move. And even just trying to sell some things, too, is just, it's been so hard. I mean, I just keep on reposting the same things over and over again since December.
Wow.
And so it's just, I mean, when is the transition going to come? I need to be out of my apartment, or my lease is up. I'm not going to renew it in the middle of May. I mean, these things need to happen, and I've been feeling like this for months and months, and it's just, I don't know. So I'm just curious when things are shifting in my chart or something.
Now, where were you moving to, Jessica?
I don't know. Out of state. Because I'm waiting for the job opportunity to come through to move me, and then to be in that new energy.
Okay. Well, because Mars is retrograding in your 10th house of career right now, okay, in Libra, again, this would be a time when you would be negotiating the job opportunity, correct?
Well, I mean, I don't even know where the job would come from at this point, because I have stopped reaching out to people. I've just been guided just to be patient.
Okay.
So I have no idea.
You feel you've been guided just to sit and wait?
Well, not sit. I mean, I'm taking inspired action, but none of it has been to reach out to X, Y, or Z, you know, again or any of that. And really, I'm just exhausted. I've been going through this for months and, you know, again, months and months of doing this.
Right. Well, there was a shift a couple weeks ago, but see, the thing is, I don't know. See, you're looking to make a change. You don't know where to or why, okay? What would you love to do, and where would you love to do it?
Well, I'd like to move to Atlanta or New York City and to be doing stuff in TV.
So those are the areas that you're focusing on for, like, application interview, blah, 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 right?
Right. I mean, I would move anywhere. And, you know, I've made that clear to the universe.
But if you mention Atlanta and New York, okay, in your conscious mind, okay, and those are areas that you have been thinking about, you obviously have an affinity for those two cities, correct?
Well, those were, again, this has been going on for months, so those were the two cities that came up time and time again of, like, those would be probably places that I'm moving, one of them.
As far as making a move, you know, your second house of real estate, you've got Venus transiting through there, and you've got Neptune and Mercury kissing there today in the Fort Lauderdale chart. So it's important that your mind and your dream be conjoined, especially over the next couple of days, okay? Now, because the moon is going to be in Capricorn, and I'm a Cancer sun like you are, I'm a late Cancer like you are, This Capricorn moon is not going to be comfortable for the next couple of days. You might feel a little bit more burning energy emotionally because it tends to do that to the late Cancer Sun people like you and I. And also, the other thing that's been happening since last November 4th is that Venus was in Capricorn all that time, Jessica. It's usually in a sign for 6 weeks and moves on. It went forward in Capricorn. It retrograded to Capricorn. It went forward in Capricorn again. It's only been Aquarius for a couple of weeks. Okay? Now, Aquarius does rule our technology. Okay? Things like TV, radio, internet, webinars, all that kind of stuff. And it just entered your second house of how to earn your daily bread over the last few days. So although you're tired, I want you to take a deep breath and know that the planetary energies are always moving and changing. See, even though you're a Cancer Sun, you've got three major planets in Leo. So now that the planets have started to move through Aries, okay, I think it's time to get remotivated. I don't have a magic key to open that door for you, but I think you need to take a deep breath and just one more time say, I'm going for this. Okay, that's what I'm going to suggest. What do you think, Jacqueline?
You know, in this case, I think I have a way of resolving that issue. You know, the universe is giving you a break, okay? And I agree with everything Aphrodite said, okay? But the thing that came to mind with the Neptune T-squaring your Venus and the transiting Neptune and Mercury in Chiron, that's where I find the challenge in your chart. And what I am going to say is, yes, I do feel you're being guided. I do think that you're almost there. And I know you're weary, but I'm going to tell you to run. Get out in nature. Get out to breathing and taking some time for yourself to take some breaths and say, okay, I'm going to set this aside for a couple days, and I'm really going to pamper myself at this point in time and really take care of myself and get out there and move one way or the other, whether it's driving a car, whether it's running, whether it's taking a walk in a natural area, anything to get your movement going and get you out into the environment a little bit more right now. As far as taking a deep breath and really pampering yourself in nature would work, okay? And that's what I think you do need to do to restore that faith that Aphrodite was talking about, because I agree with her that, you know, you need one more breath. You need one more push for this to come out, okay?
Oh, I'm just, like, so exhausted. I feel like I want to cry every day, like, but I can't. It's like it's the feeling that, like, you're just so exhausted and you're so fed up. I mean, I think the tears are coming now, which, thank God, because I've been wanting to cry all day. But, like, I've been taking time for myself for months. I mean, I've had enough time for myself. I think that the running would help because it's just, I guess, so much frustration or sad energy inside of me.
Absolutely. You need to get that out. So you need to have that movement to where you're getting out there somehow, taking that breath and really getting the cardiovascular or whatever you need to do to get this breath out, to move this stuff through, okay? Because you're right there, okay? But you need to really let it out and let it go so that you're capable of moving on. So go out and run. You know, my first thought with this is run, just run.
I'll do that. I think that'll help. Thank you.
It will. It'll help a great deal.
God bless you. Keep us posted.
Okay. Thank you, ladies.
All righty. Good night. There's nothing worse than that feeling of claustrophobia, feeling blocked in every way. I understand that so well. I think we all have been there at least once. It's hard.
Wow. It is. You know, and she's got that Leo moon and that Mercury in Leo, and, you know, that thing gets fired up. You know, when it's tired, you know. Poor little Cancer energy.
I know it. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Good afternoon.
You're on the air.
Yes.
Hello.
Hey, Deanna.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten back to you yet.
I wish I could say well, but I'm not. Not doing well, really. Not at all. Trying to fight this, the foreclosure, the sale went through. And I had asked for a postponement. As you know, I've been without an elevator for a year and a month, so it would be almost impossible to move out, and the motion wasn't heard because I wasn't told that you have to send a fax 48 hours before. So I filed it about 36 hours before, and I didn't send it that same day because somebody forgot to send it for me when I was I went to see him. So I sent it the next day, and then I wasn't allowed him to have the motion heard because they told me it's not 48 hours. I said, well, it wouldn't have been 48 hours anyhow. Well, 2 days would have been fine. So I've been really reeling. And I filed another motion yesterday objecting. I received help from an attorney who was in the courtroom whose name is so symbolic that I had to just leave. That's, you know, it was God sent. Her last name is Liberty.
Wow.
First name is Raven. The day before, Jethro, who is a psychic in the west coast of Florida, had told me that my totem, animal totem, was Raven. So I said, okay.
Wow.
So I went to, yeah, and she helped me, you know, out of the goodness of her heart. I also went to the legal services of Greater Miami, and they told me that they would meet Friday and decide whether or not to take my case on. But, of course, they're not taking the case on for the whole thing, which is really what prompted the consequence, just for the foreclosure. And I'm still looking for an attorney who could take some part of it on, because this was caused by lying, and you know, and the authorities did not prosecute the people who didn't go in for subpoenas, and had they done that, I wouldn't be where I am. So I don't know that I'm going to find someone to do that. I don't know if the statute is over and what one, two, or three, or four of the aspects. So I'm completely lost. I don't know what to do. And I'm just outdoors at a place called Enchanted Forest, which is in North Miami. And, it's really beautiful. There's horses here. And I'm sitting under the trees and listening, you know, to the show.
Glad you called.
Well, you are such a compassionate, you know, listener, both of you, that I just had to call.
Well, I'm glad that it's not completely over, because it seems like there are still things cooking, and with this Mars retrograde in Libra in the third house of the Miami chart, it's all about, again, the neighborhood where you live, like the tri-county area where you live. And apparently, from what you're telling me, this is a county issue. And because of the Mars retrograde in Libra, it buys you time and intention to find the resources that you can find to help you. I know it's so hard because you're sitting on pins and needles. But the thing that I like is that Venus is getting ready to move in trine with retrograde Mars. So I think you are going to have better fortune with women than men in this situation that you're in, okay? As far as cooperation and trying to, I want to say find resources that are not necessarily something that everybody knows about. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I think there's, you know, and here again, the more you communicate, the more you get this out, the better it is. I agree with Aphrodite. You know, right now, I know it's such an emotional upheaval for you, and and when I look at that, I understand that emotionally this is going to be very challenging for you, but it is moving towards your benefit. I think this Mars retrograde is going to actually expose some things that you need to expose. So here again, I know that it's difficult at this point in time, but I feel that it is going to shift and change.
I wonder now if they are going to accept, you know, my objection, and also if legal services is going to take over the case. They didn't say anything on Friday, although they met on Friday. I did sit in their parking lot to see if I could see someone coming out, and I only saw the paralegal, who could not say anything to me because she's not part of the meeting. Psychically, perceptively or perceptually, what do you feel? Do you feel that there's going to be a break somewhere? Because I don't see how I can, there's no way I can move four floors down at my age after this apartment was set up in 42 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm completely cooked. I really don't know what to do. I remember your words, Jacqueline. I'd like you to move up to Hollywood. And that's where I was earlier today, not looking for places, but I just went to a church that is located there, a Japanese church that I visited mm-hmm. in Japan, like, I don't know, 28 years ago. This is like a very... Their tenets are based on natural agriculture. They were set up like in the late 40s. And,
that's good.
Maybe if I ever see you, I'll give you that information, but super nice. And what they do is energy transfer. It's not Reiki, but it is like Reiki. It's Jorei. And we sit in front of each other, and the people who already have the training, they sit, and I don't know, it's 15 to 20 minutes. First time I received it was in like 1980, 1981 from my godmother, and that's what prompted my trip there. And these people are super nice, but it doesn't solve the problem of where am I going to live and how am I going to move with what funds, you know? At this age, I'm like a year away from really senior citizen. And my main thing is I'd like someone to... I went to the Miami Herald on Monday or Tuesday afternoon. I met with someone, the editor's representative. They haven't gotten back to me. But as much as I dislike being in front of everybody's eyes, I went with a story because many people have horror stories with condominiums. I don't think it's as bad as mine is, where they would ruin my career just with lies and then the authorities would not prosecute. But there are many other horror stories. I'm wondering if the Herald is going to do something too with this. I don't know if there's anything like that on my chart, like a tower breaking up but not falling right on top of me. I hear silence.
I don't really feel a lot of energy in that area of the chart right now, to be honest with you, because if you're looking at a local publication, it would be the third house, okay, in the Miami chart, and there's not a lot of energy there. That Mars is retrograde in there, okay? Now, because your story is unique, it would depend on the person that understood about the story. But you have some trines to your Gemini moon that are going to be coming up, but not that soon. Could be a couple of weeks.
So if I could negotiate some kind of a delay because of objections or if these legal services come in and file something else, I might get those 2 weeks.
Something else may come to light. Yep, something else may come to light because, like I said, I mean, you're doing everything right. You're doing everything in your power. You have to trust where you need to be, okay?
Yes.
So keep us posted, and you'll be in our thoughts and prayers. That you can be sure of.
Thank you. Let me ask you a question. You're going to be here next week. Are you going to be at the flea market or at the Spark of the Divine so that if I have the chance to still have the van that I could come up?
Yes, I'll be at the B&A Flea Market Saturday from 10 to 2 and Sunday from 10 to 2, and the Spark of Divine I'll be at on Friday. So.
Okay. If I still have it after tomorrow, I would definitely try to make it up there now that both of you are going to be here. So at least I can, you know, smile at you and give you a small hug and, you know, say thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
All okay, right. And thank you.
You're welcome. All right, God bless.
God bless.
This has been the Illumination Station. I'm Aphrodite Norris.
And I'm Jacqueline. How can I reach you, Aphrodite?
At 540-400-010. And you?
772-286-2720.
We will not be here next week, so we'll see you the following week. And have a blessed one.
Good night.
Good night.